changing the song. Because he deserves all of our praise. It's not a request, but it's a mandate. And it's not just a mandate on the Levites. It's not just a mandate on the worship leaders. It's not just a mandate on the preachers, but it's a mandate on every believer. Matter of fact, the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. It's a mandate on every single thing that hath breath to open up your mouth and give him glory. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Why? Because he's God and he deserves it. He's worthy of it. Nobody else is worthy of it but God. So my prayer for you this morning is that you wouldn't wait on anybody concerning your praise, that you don't wait on anybody concerning your worship. You ain't even got to wait until we start the song. You ain't got to wait, because he's worthy. The Bible says in Psalm 113, from the rising of the sun until the setting of the same, from the moment you come into consciousness until the moment you come out of consciousness, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshiped. He's worthy to be adored. And he's looking for you. He's looking for worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't believe me? Go to John 4. He told the woman at the well, the time is now, it's coming, and it now is when those that worship him will worship him in spirit and in truth, because such the Father sees. He's looking for you. He ain't just looking for me on Sunday morning. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. Way up there, he's looking for you. He's looking for those that will worship him. Come on, lift up your hands and worship him in spirit and in truth. Those are the worshipers that the Father seeks. How do I worship him in spirit and in truth, Benita? It sounds so complicated. It sounds so deep. It sounds like something that I'm not even capable of doing. But guess what? He's worthy of even your try. Sister Olivia said this morning, he's worthy of your try. But how do I do it? By telling him things that he's already said about himself. That's truth. God, you are good. He's already said it about himself. God, you are faithful. He's already said that about himself. God, you are my joy. He's already said that about himself. God, you are my peace. He's already said that about himself. Say back to him the things that he's already said about himself. That's how you worship him in truth. And eventually, as you speak truth to him, your spirit will transcend and meet him. And you worship him in spirit and in truth. Come on, all over the building. This is our reasonable service. This is why we put clothes on this morning and drove up here. This is the least we can do, to open up our mouths and give him what he deserves. Come on, all over the building. All over the building. I know it's uncomfortable. Some of you may be visiting for the first time. Maybe this is not your custom at your church. I understand that, but I just dare you to try him. Don't try me. I'm a failure. Try him. Try God. Try God. I dare you to try him. Just tell him, Lord, I love you. You're so good. You're so wonderful. You're so kind. You're so merciful. You're so beautiful. Hallelujah. 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 It belongs to you. You deserve it. Hallelujah. You deserve it. 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 My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
You deserve it.
You deserve it.
You deserve it.
Yes. You deserve it.
You deserve it.
All of the glory, all of the honor you deserve. You deserve it. All of my strength, you deserve it. Yes, you deserve it. Come on, sing the verse again. My hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Yes. My hallelujah belongs to you. That's all of my praise wrapped up in that. When I lift my hands, when I say, Lord, I love you, I bless your name. My hallelujah belongs to you. Yeah. Now tell him, all of the glory,
all of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs
all
to you.
All of the glory belongs to you. Singing hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I love you.
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 Give him the glory that's due his name. So for the next few seconds, if you would just think about, you don't even have to go back far. If you just think about what he's done this morning, you just think about how good he's been this morning, the fact that you opened up your eyes and the fact that you made it here in one piece, despite everything that happened yesterday, despite how every circumstance tried to come against you, but he stood up and he raised a standard against the enemy in your life. If you would just take a few minutes to think about why he deserves it, and then give him what he deserves. This is your time now. 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 See, when we get to heaven, all it's gonna be is worship. Ain't nobody gonna be bringing the word, because the word is already there. You get what I'm saying? So you might as well practice now. Go ahead. This is your time. Get used to hearing your own voice worshiping him, because I can't worship him for you. You can't wait on Benita. You can't wait on Bishop Walker. You can't wait on Pastor Taliaferro. Come on, get used to your own voice and open up your mouth now and worship him. Can't wait on Virgil and the keys and the drums. You got to open up your mouth and worship him. Because see, this is what heaven is going to be like. Think about why he deserves it and come on and give it to him. Come on and give it to him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're a wonderful Savior. You're a wonder in my soul. You're so good, God. So good, God. So faithful. So faithful to us. So faithful to us. So faithful to us. So faithful to us. Yeah.